You're listening to Archer Radio.
Today is Monday, June 20th, 2005. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome all the old listeners and all the new listeners. I have had a shitty day. It seems like everything I attempted went to shit today. It just, stupid shit just pissed me off. From driving to my mother's condo, trying to get in the front gate of her gated community, and talking to my, some of you already know that I'm in the education field. Well, I had my final conversation for the school year with my principal, and I was not happy with the conversation, although he gave me a glowing evaluation. But we were talking about the year, and every topic I brought up, he was just dismissing, like, oh, that's like no big deal. He wasn't giving anything I had to say any attention whatsoever, and that pissed me off. Then I had to sit in a meeting for like an hour and a half this afternoon. I just feel like today was a really rotten day. And when I got home, I went to put a half gallon of milk in the refrigerator, and I dropped it on the floor, and the things burst open and sprayed milk all over my fucking kitchen. So I spent an hour cleaning up every drop of milk off the fucking floor and all the cabinets and on the stove and on the dishwasher and on the table and on the chairs. I don't know. The fucking milk just sprayed all over everything. I'm just so pissed off. So it hasn't been a very good day. I was really, I'm not in a very good mood. Just like, oh, just end it. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't end it. But I'm going to try to be in a better mood for this podcast today, because we actually have two pieces of audio that we're going to share. One is Dating with David. He finally sent us a voicemail and gave us an update of what's going on with Dating with David. And then we also got a piece of audio, an audio clip from Bert of Musings Northwest, and he asked some questions and talked a little bit, so we will play both of those and talk about both of them. One thing I did want to talk about was when Homer, my good blogging buddy Homer, was on, it seems like people were talking about his voice, and I say that too much. Homer received a couple emails saying that they hate his voice, and I thought, man, that is so mean. I thought my voice was bad, but they must, I don't know why they don't like his voice. Yes, it's a little high at times, but no big deal. I like your voice, Homer, and you just ignore those comments from those people. Forget about them. And then I also wanted to give a little update on the fart fetish that the boyfriend and I were talking about on Saturday night. And I did a little research on the internet, and sure enough, there is a fart fetish. There's actually a big fart fetish. If you do a Google search for fart fetish, you actually get a lot of websites, and I actually found one that, the boyfriend found one that they play clips about these ladies who are farting. It's just, and there was this one that goes with the song Pop Goes the Weasel, and I just thought it was really funny. So listen to this clip from the, it's pretty short, about this woman farting, so listen to this.
All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought it was all in for fun. Goes the weasel.
Now, I have to question whether that is even real. I mean, it sounds like she's actually putting the microphone up to her ass and farting, but the fart doesn't sound, all that real. But in any case, there's a website. The one that I got was called, the website's called Queen of Farts. And it's disgusting. But the interesting thing that I found out about this was that it seems to be predominantly a straight phenomenon, where there are straight guys who like to have their girlfriends fart on them, fart in their faces and stuff. I haven't been able to find any gay sites, where guys fart on each other. I mean, this is totally disgusting, but it's amazing what you know, what there is out there, there's something for everybody, I guess. So I'll put a link on the show notes where you can go see this phenomenon. I got to write myself a note. Link. Okay. So that was quite a disgusting display. So let's move on to Dating with David. David actually sent this voicemail last Thursday, and today is Monday. But, of course, yesterday's podcast, the Sunday one, was too long to include it, so I saved it for today. And I know there have been some people waiting to hear the update for Dating with David, and one was Peter. Peter wrote me an email, and he said, like, I keep stretching out the anticipation of waiting to find out what's going on with David. So let's listen to David's voicemail, and then we can comment, you know, very briefly afterwards. So listen to David's voicemail.
Hey, Archer, this is David, and this is a Dating with David update. A lot of stuff going on over the past week. Just to let everyone know, yes, we did end up going together to the retreat opening last Sunday. Beth, I know you're going to be upset, but yeah, hear me out on this one. Anyway, we went out and spent pretty much the entire day together, and we had a very nice time. We talked a lot, and what it boils down to is, you know, he does want to do stuff together. I'm not sure he's ready for any type of relationship. So for me, I am basically just approaching everything from, you know, a friend, a friendship situation. He wants to go bike riding. He wants to do some weekend getaways. He's interested in visiting some of the local wineries. But we'll do them just as friends. So I'm not going to try for anything. And if he does, we'll just deal with it then. I know that Archer is concerned that I won't be able to work past the feelings that I have, and that is valid. We'll have to wait and see on this one. I'm going to try, and we'll go from there. Some other interesting news is I actually met two people online over the past few days, and I have hopefully two dates coming up, you know, two dates with two different guys coming up here in the very near future. One of them is, after chatting online for a couple of hours, is just completely smitten with David, so he's looking forward to meeting me. The other one, I think he's a little more quiet, a little more shy, so we'll have to see if that eventually turns into anything. So, that's pretty much it for the update. Yes, I do plan on seeing the, you know, former crush this weekend, just for a few hours on Saturday, hang out a little bit. And hopefully, if I play my cards right, I will have a date with one of these other two guys later this weekend. Of course, I'll keep everyone abreast of what's going on. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. That's where things stand. Everything is good at this point, and we go from there. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will keep you guys up to date with what's going on. This has been a Dating with David update. Bye.
Well, it sounds like David is in a good place. He he went out with the guy and they talked, and he's not really looking for a relationship, and that's fine. David's going to approach it as just, you know, a friend who likes to just hang out and do things. And that's actually, I think, is a good idea, because I don't think he should, try to start up a relationship with this guy, because it just doesn't sound like the guy's there. Now, I also think it's good, too, that David is branching out, and he's been chatting online, and he's got, you know, two guys he's talking with, and possibly some dates in the future, and hopefully he will keep us up to date about those dates. Now, David listened to the podcast that the boyfriend and I did where we were talking about David, and we might have been not as sensitive to David's feelings when we were talking about it, and I apologize for that, David. But David wrote me an email saying that he wasn't upset about the way we were talking, and he just wanted to make sure that I knew that he was not letting his emotions get the best of him, and that how hard it is to meet guys, and he's right. Unless you are a bar person, which I am not, and the boyfriend is not, and David is not, it's really hard to actually, you know, meet other guys. If you don't work with a lot of gay guys, or you're not into the activities where there's a lot of gay guys, it's actually very difficult. So I know where David's coming from, and I understand. I'm glad that he is not relying on the one guy to be his entire dating, you know, for the time being. So good luck, David, on those two dates, and of course you'll have to keep us up to date. And of course when I get an update from David, you will hear it from me. Now moving along, I mentioned earlier that I got an audio clip from Bert, and I asked on, I don't know, one of the shows last week, I said, come on, you computer geeks, surely some of you can record some audio and send it to me in an MP3 file. Well, the very next day, Bert sent me some audio. So, and again, I didn't play it on yesterday's show because the show was too long, so I saved it for today. And I said on the yesterday show that I would be playing it today. So, let's listen to this audio clip from Bert, and then I will answer his questions and talk a little bit more about it. So, listen to this.
Good morning, Archer. It's Bert from Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to send you a audio clip. You asked for people to do so, and so I thought I'd oblige. Anyway, I just had a couple of comments. I won't take up too much time. But first thing I just wanted to comment on was how much more happy you have been, or it appears you've been, since you've been together with W. Excuse me. You know, I've been reading your blog now for, gosh, I think a couple of years, and I think I've noticed that pre-W, you weren't quite as cheerful as you are now, and so this is a positive thing, and I'm very happy for you. You guys seem like you're having a lot of fun, especially when you go out on your little wine outings. So that was just one observation I had. And a couple other things I was wondering. You should be done with school here pretty soon. When do you get out for summer vacation? And the follow-up question to that would be, what are your plans for your summer vacation? Last summer you took your road trip to Oklahoma. So I was just curious if you had any fun travel plans this summer. So anyway, I've been talking too long here. We're at a minute and a half. But I hope you guys have fun tonight at Al Jarreau. That should be fun. I like him. I haven't seen him in concert, but I'm sure you guys will have a great time. And hopefully you won't run into too many rednecks. I wouldn't think that they would be at a concert of that caliber. But anyway, I'm sure you'll give us a report, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Aw, thank you, Bert. I can't tell you how excited I was when I got that audio clip. He is probably one of the sweetest guys I have, you know, read on, because he's got his own blog at Musings Northwest, and of course I'll put a link there. But I've been following him for probably about as long as he's been following me, and we exchange emails every once in a while. So, Bert, thank you so much for that audio clip. I'm hoping that playing this and answering your questions, it will inspire other people to do the same, because I just got all excited when I got that clip in the email. Well, let me answer your questions. Well, first of all, I want to say that you must be a little professional yourself, because you added your own music to your audio clip. Good for you. And then I also want to say thank you for saying the words about me being happy with W, and actually I am very happy with him. We've been together for, I guess, oh my gosh, tomorrow, Tuesday, it'll be 4 months exactly. Even though I've known him since December, we didn't really officially start dating until February. So really, I've known him for like seven months or so. It's 7 months. But anyway, I am very happy with him. We get along very well. We do a lot of fun things together. We hang out together. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. And this weekend was probably the most perfect weekend, as you probably heard from the podcast. But, so thank you for those kind words. And you are correct. School is almost out. Friday is the student's last day, and then my last day will be next Monday. And then I am done for the summer. I think this year it works out to be 7 weeks, maybe 8 weeks of vacation. And then you asked what I would be doing in my summer vacation. Well, this year I'm not taking any road trips. The finances aren't going to make that possible, and I have signed up to take two classes to get some more credits towards salary increase. But anyway, one of the classes is in July and one is in August, so that kind of chops up the summer in terms of going anywhere. However, I was going to try to go to visit Homer in Phoenix, but the class that I'm taking kind of hits right in that area that I was planning to go. So, and I really just don't have the money. So I'm not planning on doing any traveling, except for like day trips to the wineries that the boyfriend and I want to go to. So I'll be taking classes and enjoying wineries and reading. I'm so far behind in my reading. I've got a stack of books on my nightstand that I really want to get to. And of course I'll be podcasting and taking pictures, photographs, because next weekend I have my first summer shoot planned. I think we have my good artist friend Bob has lined up, I think, two models that we're going to photograph. So I know I've been lax in my photography, but my artist friend Bob and I both have had like two busy months, so we haven't had time to really work on getting models. So that'll be coming back this next weekend. And then, of course, yes, we did have a great time at Aldro. You probably already heard about that on the podcast. And it was fun, and we didn't run into any rednecks. So, Bert, I just want to say thank you again for that audio clip, and I encourage others to follow Bert's lead and send me some audio, because I love it. I think I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast, because I actually have... I need to make a phone call to somebody else who I'm going to record their conversation. He's another blogger who's a friend of Homer's. He's Jimbo on my links on my blog page. But you'll get to hear that little conversation tomorrow, if it all works out, because I have to call him and figure out what to talk about. So anyway, we're going to end it, the podcast now. So until tomorrow... Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.